This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend more time on rides and less time in line enjoying Walt Disney World.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 260. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. With me today, the Maz, Edward, Ed Mazzilli, what is up?
Hey, Sam, how's it going?
It's great, man. And you know, last show we talked about things that were happening in the parks, and you know, prices are going up, and is it worth it? You know what? This time, let's take the opposite approach. Once you're in the parks, what are some of the things that you can do or souvenirs that you can find that don't cost all that much and make perfect little trinkets to take home for you? I think that's a great topic.
Oh, it's an awesome one. And I tell you what, tonight, what we're going to do is bring you two of the things that we really enjoy collecting at the parks. And like Sam said, it really doesn't cost that much more than just basically experiencing some things. So before we start that, Sam, are you getting ready for our trip?
I am absolutely getting ready for the trip. You know, looking at the calendar, you know, when we flip the calendars from October to November this year, because November 1st is a Thursday, Thanksgiving is so early, it's like, holy cow, Thanksgiving's right around the corner when you look at a calendar. Isn't it nuts?
It is, right down the road. Very, very true.
And we're headed on the trip. The nerds will be there. Can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be a great trip.
Yep, Lisa and Jimmy are packing. They're not going to be with us tonight, but definitely check in Tuesday night, the 6th. They're going to be live at Disney World, definitely showing us something. I'm going to guess Illuminations.
Someplace. You know, this is the famous Splitsville incident from a year ago. So maybe we can duplicate that with some live spillage or something of that.
Yeah, it should be good no matter what they do.
Always is.
Well, so anyway, so tonight what we're going to do is we're going to bring you two of our favorite things that we kind of do a lot of collecting down in the parks. But because we do so much of it, we really don't like to spend a lot of money on it. And these are two perfect items.
Well, it's not only that, it's also something that the kids really enjoy. We've talked on a show early on about pins and pin trading, and that can get a little expensive, but anytime I talk pins, I also talk pennies and penny presses. Oh, and Ed, I know this is a great topic, and you love it.
Sure. Oh, and we've been doing penny pressing for many years, and what you said about the kids is very true. That was my next breath in that. Most of the things we start collecting, we really started collecting because the kids either wanted to or because we found something that they would get interested in, and they finally did. Well, penny pressing is one of them. Now, penny pressing isn't just at Walt Disney World. It's been around for a long, long time, but it is a phenomenal way to collect different little items from everywhere that you go on your travels.
You know, penny pressing, I'm sitting here. We're getting ready to pack. And the one thing that's going to go with me, Ed, if you're pressing pennies, I just finished my M&M minis, and I have my M&M mini container.
Definitely. Yep, the M&M minis, that's definitely part of our pre-packing tradition. When we go.
And every nerd listening that knows we're talking about pennies and M&M mini containers knows exactly what we're talking about.
Sure.
So what do you use them for, Ed?
I have them right here. Actually,
there you go. Absolutely.
We were going
fill it up
the
all
things.
The time. Next to my Darth Vader piggy bank, actually. But that's a whole other story.
Yep. And what's cool about the M&M minis is that the container they come in is a cylinder that fits the quarters perfectly. So what you'll do is before the trip, when you go away, you'll pack quarter, quarter, penny the whole way up. Once you fill the container, it fits pretty easy either in your pocket or the camera case or the diaper bag or wherever. But it's always going to be there, and it's always ready to go.
Absolutely, and that's when you're there, it becomes so convenient, because that's the hardest part of the penny presses, is having the two quarters and a penny ready. You know, you have you have to have two quarters and a penny. You can't have nickels and dimes or whatever. So having that ready and being able to pull it out for the kids. And as soon as you do that, it's amazing to me when they were younger, they would then be on a mission to find penny press machines. And it usually started at an exit to one of the attractions, right? So you'd come out of Splash Mountain and there's one right there at Splash Mountain or some other attractions. And it's like, oh, yeah, penny press. I need one. I need this one. And the designs change. This isn't a static thing. It's all over.
Oh, it's great. And you're right. It was the hunt for the penny press machines where you could basically do it anywhere. Getting off the rides, definitely. And you'd have a couple different choices of themes from that ride or that area the ride is from. Which is always a great memory of the ride itself.
Sure.
Now, one other thing real quick before we get off the packing. When you do choose your pennies, there is kind of a little trick to that. As you've smashed pennies, I'm sure everybody has, you'll notice that sometimes you'll smash a penny and you'll get a little silver streak in it. Well,
stripes it up a little bit, doesn't it?
It does stripe it up a little bit, but sometimes it kind of ruins it a little and you can't really see the design well and whatever. Anyway, that's came from 1983 to present when they added zinc to the pennies. So there's actually a little zinc inside there. There's silver metal and then the copper's on the outside of it. If you have pennies from 1983 or previous, they will not have that silver streak in them. They'll be straight copper.
When you press it, it'll be straight copper. And by the way, if you want to take a little time, you can clean them. But now, so the homework assignment is, as you're sorting through your change, throw those other pennies into the M&M tube, not into the piggy bank to be counted later, because those are the ones that are going to smash with copper all the way through. It's kind of neat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's pretty cool, too, because – and here we go, a little bit extra nerdy here. But if you bounce a penny off a table or like a counter, you know, kitchen counter, you can hear the little bell to it of a copper penny versus the zinc penny, which is like almost a piece of plastic when it hits. So you can almost tell by sound what's the copper and what's not.
I need to try that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's pretty obvious, too, when you hear it. Okay, so we have our M&M minis packed with pennies. We're at the parks, and they are everywhere. They're in gift stores. They are in attractions. They are at the bus stops. They are at the resorts. They are almost everywhere you go. You'll start seeing these pressed penny machines now that you'll be looking for them.
And they're different too, which is amazing. So you're going to find them at the miniature golf places, at Wide World of Sports, at Springs, at your resort hotels. And they're going to be different, even inside of the parks. You're going to find in Tomorrowland, you'll find Donald and Mickey in a spacesuit. And then over in Frontierland, you'll find Chip and Dale in their Western stuff. And it's amazing the way that they change over time. They add dates. It's really a cool little hobby to get into. In each one of these cost you 51 cents. What else can you find in Walt Disney World that's 51 cents?
Oh, sure, no doubt. And they do have variations on the price. And what's really cool is when they have a new movie that comes out, you're going to see the coins coming out for that new movie too. So it's kind of like the hunt. However, they do have $1.25 cent machines.
They
meaning
do.
It's the four quarters, and then the last quarter then gets smashed.
So you're smashing a quarter there, so it's much bigger. And
right,
yeah,
right. And it's a really, really cool thing. I mean, definitely you can notice how big it is. Now, what's cool is that when you first start doing this with the kids, we had a fun time just collecting pennies anywhere and everywhere. We really had no rhyme or reason to the collection, which was cool. I mean, the kids were having a great time looking to see who they liked and didn't like. Well, as the years kind of went along, we found out that there were places on the internet where you can go get listings and find out exactly where the machine is that has the character that you would really want to get anywhere in the parks, which we thought was phenomenal. This was probably about maybe 8-9 years ago. I was printing out PDFs, taking them with us to the parks, and actually looking around and hunting for some specific coins that we wanted to see. What Sam pointed out to me tonight, which is really cool, is Disney's official Walt Disney World, disney.go.site.com site, has a section for elongated pennies, which is the official name.
Elongated pennies. Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah. And they actually have a really cool map that has locations to machines around the park. Now, the details aren't as specific as some of these websites I'm telling you about, and we'll have links in the notes for this one. But presscoins.com, PressCoins.com
Awesome.
Is an incredible site. They actually have a listing of the 2018 new pennies in the park. So you can go get the current year pennies if you're nearby or if you want to try to find them. And you'll have an actual souvenir 2018 at Walt Disney World.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So over on the Disney website, they give you, you know, the location. And in fact, looking at it, Magic Kingdom, there are 27 machines in the Magic Kingdom. So think about that for a second. That's like how many attractions are in Magic Kingdom? We're almost the same. And each machine has multiple pennies. It's not one penny each. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of going around to the point where you can buy yourself a souvenir book to keep your pennies in. At any of the gift shops at Disney World, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah. They have these really cool books for about $12-$13 that carry, I would say, maybe about 40 pennies would be able to fit into it. What's cool, too, is they have these penny machines at the resorts. So when you're just hanging around getting ready to go out places, you can look for them there. The value resorts have banks of them. They're right on the cafeteria, right on the eating area. And you would not be surprised to see probably about 5 or 6 machines in a row or across from each other, all different types. Definitely something to let the kids do when you want to have like maybe a little 5 minutes of peace and quiet while you're eating breakfast.
That could be it too. Now, one of the big things, and I know people that have done this, the big, you know, treasure hunt for a long time was Snow White and all 7 dwarves.
Ooh, cool.
And the trick here is each of the dwarves are at a different resort. So if you wanted to get all 7, you had to visit 7 different resorts. So I think that's still the case, and that's kind of interesting when you think about it.
That is a good one. The only one that we actually set out to and completed was the Mickey Mouse through Epcot. The World Showcase, Mickey Mouse dressed up in every country.
Okay.
And that was a tough one. The one that really kind of foiled us, Mexico's machine was broken. I know, right? We did get it the next trip. However, we had everything but that one. And that was a really cool page in that book, in the collection book, because we had all the Mickeys, all with the countries on it, you know, dressed in the different types of costumes. Very cool.
I love that idea.
Yeah, yeah. So now there's a lot of different things you could do with these pennies once you have them. We mentioned how the books, and you can collect them in that way. They have necklaces they sell so that you can put the penny in the necklace and hang it around your neck for the girls or the guys, I guess.
That's kind of cool.
Right? And they also, if you really want to, you can paint these guys too. I mean, they are only 51 cents, and they paint really well in that it pulls out a lot of the detail you might not see normally. I don't really do that often. But if you have a bunch of them and you're not really that concerned, that would be a really great project for the kids.
Absolutely.
Once you get home and you're kind of bumming about not being at Disney World anymore, that is.
Yeah, that's right. Something else that happened recently, and you and I talked about it beforehand. You know, you got your little tube with the pennies and the pennies and quarters in it.
Yep.
At the same time, recently, within the last few years, I have noticed a few penny machines that you don't need 2 quarters and a penny. I know that there's one in Launch Bay. I know that there's one over in Tomorrowland at Buzz Lightyear. But basically, it's a machine that has 8 different pennies inside of it. And what you can do is not only use change if you have it, but it will take dollar bills. It will take a credit card. And it'll take a magic band.
Oh, no way. Magic band.
So that for $5, you can get all 8 of the pennies that are in the machine, which is kind of cool. So it's a little bit of a premium, but it's different. And I noticed it in these 2 places. And, of course, the Star Wars one was awesome. And I had to get all 8 of them because this was, you know, you name it, Kylo Ren and Vader and BB-8. And it was a great set. I am going to do everything I can to find that picture. And if I can't find it, I'm going to take a picture while we're down there next week and make sure it ends up in the show notes because it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Now, I tell you what, we're going to be going on a hunt for one of these machines. I tell you that right now.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Oh, I will. I will find. but the thing is, and it's cool to do that. Now, keep in mind, it's $5 for $4 worth of pressed coins. But it is a cool thing, which I will do, because it's going to be automatic and it's going to just pump them out. Which
it pumps 2 at a time when it spins, by the way.
Oh, very cool.
So it spins 4 times, you know, boom, boom, boom. And each time it spins, there's a lot.
Right. Very cool. So anyway, guys, pressed pennies. Definitely something to look into if you want a very inexpensive collectible that you can do every time you go to the parks And it does change up every time, even though you're not going to be hitting the same machine twice. It's really tough to even do that.
It is. And I don't even know that you can find the same penny in different places, if you know what I mean. Meaning the same Mickey Mouse in two different spots? Because Mickey's always got a different suit on or outfit, or you'll find Goofy or you'll find Donald, and it's a cool thing.
Well, that's the best part about that PressCoins.com is that you can look up things like, you know, football Mickey or, you know, things like that and find something specific.
So here's – let me ask you this, Ed, and how you do it. Because for me, mostly penny pressing, just like pin trading, is a spur-of-the-moment thing. Hey, there's a machine. Where's the pennies? Dad, give me the pennies. Here's the box. They take it. They come back with a whole bunch of pressed pennies and an empty cylinder sometimes. I mean,
right. Sure.
That's fine. That's why we do it, right? You, other than going and getting every penny around World Showcase, which is an awesome idea. I love that. Have you done any other hunts or do you go with a plan or how do you usually do it?
We've only gone very specifically with a plan that time. I mean, every so often I'll go out looking for something or a specific character or a new movie. Now that I know that they do the dates every year, that's going to be a thing we're going to look for definitely.
Yeah, the dates are awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing.
You also find, if you look around, some interesting displays for pennies, and people got some great ideas out there.
Oh, no doubt. Now, they do have different designs per park, and you can find those. Like, the Magic Kingdom has the Magic Kingdom collection. So, like, you would find Pumbaa in the jungle setting. You might also find Pumbaa in the Magic Kingdom collection setting, which be like, you know, fireworks behind him or something like that.
Yeah, yep, yep. Which is, again, if you're a fan of a certain character... Right, I want every whatever penny you name the character. There's a scavenger hunt for you right there.
Sure. Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
And it's a very inexpensive souvenir. Maybe one of the least expensive, still at 51 cents each.
Right.
So, at 51 cents each, it's a great deal. Outside of pennies, Ed, what else can we do in some of the parks that are relatively inexpensive?
Well. The last maybe 5, 6, 7 years, I've been finding that I've been buying a lot more of the drinks and the food products that come with cups or buckets that you get with it, you know, like the popcorn buckets. However, Disney's been doing so many more things with the drink cups that I've been paying a lot of attention to that and taking advantage of that too.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, I consider this one of those, I consider this a budget souvenir in that you're going to get the drink anyway, so you're probably only going to pay like $3 or $4 more to get that cup with it. And a lot of times that cup is a phenomenal piece.
It can be, especially if you're looking at if I remember right, back in Country Bears or Pecos Bills, there was some kind of a mug that you wanted once upon a time. I remember that.
Oh,
was it the Country Bear jug?
It was the Country Bear jug, yeah.
And those things come and go. So if you didn't get it, you don't have it.
Right. But you know what sticks out the most to me was what they did with the Star Wars. Star Wars at Hollywood Studios, they've gone through a lot of gyrations of drink cups and popcorn buckets that are collectibles, incredible. You would pay $50 for the collectible itself the way it is.
You are making me miss Star Wars weekends again, Ed, because that was the premiere every year of the new Stein for Star Wars, whether it's Boba Fett or Chewbacca or Darth Vader or R2-D2, and I'm going down the list of them as they're sitting on my shelf here.
Well, as somebody who couldn't make it to Star Wars weekends, I am happy that I can get this whenever I get down to MGM Studios.
Which is good. Yeah, there's no problem with that now.
Sorry.
Absolutely agree.
What was the TIE Fighter? Was that a drink cup or was that a
– The TIE Fighter was a popcorn bucket, which is the other, you know, collectible that – I have way too many popcorn buckets in my house, but I have TIE Fighters and AT-ATs and Frozen Han Solos and then you name the theme of the bucket itself and I have it, way too many of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they are really, really cool things. Now,
now with the refills, it's even better. So the price of a bucket of popcorn went up slightly. I think it's $10 now, but you can refill it for $1.25.
Wow.
So that refill of the bucket, you get that on the first day of a week-long trip, and you're going to more than get your money out of that.
So can I bring a bucket back?
So the buckets change every month.
Gotcha.
The colors of them change. Mm-hmm. It's not a hard stop on like the 1st of November. So right now, I'm sure what's happening is they switched from their Halloween buckets to the Christmas buckets at Walt Disney World. But if you're on your vacation and you just got there right before Halloween, they're going to honor your Halloween bucket for the first week of November at least.
Okay.
So it's not a hard stop.
And what was cool about the buckets is they would usually be either dated or they would be seasonal. So you really could mark your trip when you went down.
Absolutely. Or you could get the Pandora bucket or the Toy Story Land bucket. And right.
Sure. All the openings. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I have all those.
Now, one of the other things I'm looking forward to getting, going back to the cup part of it, is at the Light Lab at the Food and Wine. They make the one drink in a beaker that you get to take with you. And the beaker looked pretty cool. I'm sure it's plastic, but still very cool. I mean, it's, you know, I'm going to try something in there anyway, so it might as well be that. And you walk away with a souvenir.
Sure. Walk away with a souvenir. There's a couple of other things that, as we're talking here, that are free. I say free. You have to get in the park and do those types of things. But there's a couple of things that I'll make sure I hit every time. One is, there's a whole big display of souvenir maps when you walk in that place that I have a pretty good collection of every time that I go. Mm-hmm. And that map, it's amazing to me how often my little ones will go like, "Dad, can I see a Magic Kingdom map?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." And it's a great little piece to bring home with you, and that doesn't cost anything.
Right.
How about a button? First trip button? Celebration button? Birthday button?
Sure.
Those as well. You can get those for free on your trips. They're all over the different parks. You just have to ask guest relations and they'll find you one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very much so. Some of the other items in the parks can be specific. Like Magic Kingdom has their Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, which is a card game. You walk around and play with that. We've talked about that in the past. And basically the cards are free and they are collectible. So that's kind of cool if you want to do that.
Absolutely. Stop in the fire station. And while you're in the fire station, by the way, there's a great penny press inside the fire station.
Yes. Yep.
One of the best, I think.
So one other item just to kind of keep in mind is the adult drinks. Also, some are available with glasses you can take with you. There are a couple themed bars around the Disney properties. Trader Sam's being probably the best one I just came to mind right now over the Polynesian, where if you buy a certain drink, you could pay an extra couple bucks and take a ceramic, say, skull home with you or a ship or whatever the themed drink
whatever
was.
Is themed to the drink, absolutely. Right. While sometimes the menu – I'll just throw out a word of caution. Sometimes the menu price includes the drink. Sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. If you want that souvenir drink, by all means, but you – might be able to get the drink less expensive without keeping the souvenir cup. So that becomes one of those, hey, I'm on vacation, I'm going to do this, or I want to save a couple bucks. You could go either way with that.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, the last couple of years, I've been turning more toward those type of souvenirs than the classic pins or stuff like that, or hats, things that I always usually get. These other glasses or types of mugs or whatever become either shelf or dormants, or actually use them, you know?
Yeah.
Either way,
I sure do.
It's always a memory of my trip back down to Walt Disney World.
You know, I'm looking at my shelf here, Ed, and I'm seeing one of the, I guess, newer free things that I've been getting every trip that I go down, and that's a Magic Band.
I do have a rack of Magic Bands, yes. It's up along the one part of my shelf.
Do you have all the colors going on there?
I have all the colors, including gray.
Great. I think I do have a gray one because I didn't know I was getting one trip.
That was like, and for most of us that go a lot, that's actually the novel color. Not a lot of us have a gray one.
Exactly, because we're always picking that. Did you get the purple at this point?
Yes. Yes.
There you go. You got them all then. I actually have them because of the family and how many we have. They end up in a strand around our Christmas tree.
Oh, beautiful. That's those.
The extras.
That's really cool.
Which are pretty cool. Mostly the Magic Band ones, the older ones.
And I tell you what, thanks to Jimmy and a picture he posted, which I'm kind of wondering, I didn't come up with this like on our own as far as we are switching out our Magic Bands from the middles and the bands themselves now. So all our Magic Bands are going to be two-toned for the trip coming up.
Magic Band 2s. There's a small screw on the back, and you take that screw out and pop it out. How hard was it to get out of there?
There are two screws, and then there's a plastic sleeve that kind of holds it in. So you take the two screws out, you take that sleeve off, and then the little piece pops out.
Got it.
And then we just switch it up. So I'm going to have a Hulk band. I'll have a green with purple. Quinn's going to go with orange and red, I think. And I, again, don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, because it's a pretty cool way to go. You can totally change it up.
It is pretty cool. In fact, Disney sells some other ways so that you don't have to have that around your wrist, right? The part that you're popping out is actually where the intelligence is. That's where the RFID thing is. Great. So they actually have some little clips that you can clip on your belt buckle. Their ladies can hang from their purse. You can put on a backpack. Some makes it different, but that's not free.
I haven't seen a lot of those, and I'm not sure how much I trust
them. Nor have I. I've seen them in the stores. I haven't seen a lot of people using them.
Right. And reason why I'm not sure I trust it, one of the things we got last time we were down, we went to one of the outlet stores, and we bought a couple packages of the pins you can put on your Magic Band. The pin itself fits inside the holes that aren't being used to keep the Magic Band on your wrist, and they were pretty cool. We had Up, and we had Alice in Wonderland. Well, whatever. So we had them on.
Very nice.
They do not stay on very well at all. We basically lost everyone that we had put on our
Is that for the original? You're talking about the thing that pops into the
– Yes, it pops in. Okay. Kind of like what's the shoes that they used to have?
I know exactly what you're talking about because I lost mine.
Too. Right. So anyway, just as an FYI, we did –
and correct me if you know this or not, but when you pop that thing out, the things that Disney sells, you pop it in and you actually use those two screws to secure it.
I'm talking about.
No?
Nope. Okay. The ones I'm talking about actually just go in the holes.
Go into the where you snap it on.
Right. So different thing. But what you're talking about, the necklaces and all the other things, yeah, you're right. Ah. They do go out and they attach on really nice. But I haven't seen a lot of them after saying that.
Yeah.
And actually, if you think about it, a really cool like office ID badge with the little retractable thing would be the perfect thing. You have it on the necklace around your neck, and you just pull it out to scan it when you walk in the park, and you just let it slide back. Or when you're paying for stuff, you just slide it.
Yeah, that might remind me of work, but yeah, okay, I get it.
I don't know, but it works out so well. But anyway.
Absolutely. And while you're at it, the last thing I want you to get for free is to go get a shot of Beverly over at Club Cool, and then we'll be good.
Oh, yeah. or two. Or three. Or 30.
Or 16, is that? No, I forget what the record is.
I think we're up past 20-something. We're up there.
Yeah, right? Not me. Ed, that's awesome. There's always ways to find little things that you can do at Disney World that don't cost all that much. Penny pressing is a great example, and we covered some other things. We didn't talk about the pirate adventure over in Adventureland and the map that you get when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
just that's another freebie.
Sure.
So there's stuff. There is stuff.
Okay, guys. Well, that's it for this week's show. Let us know, what are some of the things you guys use for souvenirs, you get as souvenirs while you're at Walt Disney World or Disneyland? Because I tell you what, they do have press pennies out in Disneyland too.
Oh yeah, they do.
I want to throw a little credit out to parkpennies.com because they do the Disneyland sites. So what do you think? Let us know. Send us an email. And Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
Where'd Jimmy come from?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Jimmy shows up every week, Ed. That's awesome.
He does. He does. He always wants to keep an eye on us. Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 260 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Ed.
And this is Sam.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Kongaloosh!
Or we'll be saying this week coming up, Kunga Joe! We'll talk to you guys later.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.